WTAW News time is 8:04. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Tonight starts several local celebrations of the 150th anniversary of Juneteenth, the oldest known celebration commemorating the end of slavery in the United States.
Come out to the Lincoln Recreation Center's Tarot Pavilion for praises at the pavilion Monday night at 6 p.m. Then Thursday morning at 9 a.m., the Freedom Walk will start at the Lincoln Center and end at the George Bush Library, followed by a free educational storytelling program. The celebrations continue Thursday evening with Freedom Fest at Wolfpin Creek. Gates open at 6 p.m. Friday, the Brazos Valley African American Museum begins the day with storytelling.
And the people are just going to feel free to get up and talk about their experiences, or just sit down and talk about how they celebrated Juneteenth back in the day.
Velma Spivey says a free lunch will follow, and then they'll continue the day with a young entrepreneurs forum, and then the movie Selma at 6 that evening. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Apartment dwellers around Bryan have or will be getting a letter from the fire marshal's office. Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse reminds everyone with grills, regardless of fuel source, to use them far away from structures.
10 feet is what we recommend. We get this recommendation off of a code rule over in our codes for the commercial properties that are residential, such as apartment complexes, where the code has established an absolute rule. We use that as a guideline for all the homeowners who have control over this that the code doesn't.
Bouse also suggests having a nearby fire extinguisher or a hose ready to be sprayed if an ember ignites the yard or the deck around the cooking site. A unanimous Bryan City Council supports staff changes in the administration of how money is spent from the hotel occupancy tax. Chuck Condorla is among the city's representatives to the Convention and Visitors Bureau Committee that recommends how much hot money is given to events in the Twin Cities.
The real meat of this proposed agreement is more onus on the event to prove that they made the impact they claimed they would make. If they don't make that impact, if they don't prove it, they get a portion of the 75% remaining. Or none. I mean, they could even, and maybe even not even have future funding.
Event organizers requesting hot funds are required to go through one of two training sessions provided by the CVB. The council called for doubling that number of sessions to once each quarter. There's more information about 39 vehicle burglaries in College Station and two other counties that took place in April and May. According to arrest reports on new charges from College Station police, more than 300 items were recovered from a detached garage at a home near Milliken. The items were linked to 27 vehicle burglaries in College Station, 6 in Grimes County, and 6 in the city of Austin. A Bryan man, 20-year-old Tyler Sanchez, and two cousins from Navasota, 23-year-olds Sean and Kenneth Greer, were arrested on new charges of engaging in organized criminal activity. The 91st birthday of President George H.W. Bush was when his first chief of staff was in town for a function at the Bush Library. Former New Hampshire Governor John Sununu met with reporters in part about his new book about the 41st president.
I think one of the interesting things I found with the president is that his mother's admonition to him, don't brag and bend your knees when you volley. Both parts of that kind of governed a lot of what he did. He never bragged about himself. He always tried to share the glory and the limelight with everybody involved. And the second part was just as important, where she, you know, it comes from tennis. And basically she was saying, look, if you do anything, there's a right way to do it the right way. And I think that's the way this president operated all the time.
Sununu says the book, he wrote the book titled The Quiet Man because it was time for someone to brag about the president's accomplishments, including passing the most domestic policies except for Lyndon Johnson and Franklin Roosevelt. WTAW News time is 8:08. It's 76 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube. We'll have more news at 8:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that starting March 1st, your registration will serve as a combined proof of inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. You could do that at our Tradition Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818, next to Raleigh Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryant Parkway, next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's 8:09. Shall we check some weather? We can do that, you know. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Home with the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Some morning sunshine followed by clouds. Some showers and thunderstorms developing today, 85 to 90. There's a chance of showers and storms tonight, 70. Partial sun tomorrow. We could see some showers and thunderstorms. Highs tomorrow, they're going to make their way up to about 85 to 90. The outlook for tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms taper off, 75. Partial sunshine Wednesday, the chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs Wednesday, 85 to near 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's 8:10. Thank God the government's here to protect us. Patrick, you weren't with us there right before 8 o'clock, but Kevin and I were talking about how, you know, salt is now being considered to be, well, we're just consuming too much salt.
Oh.
And so they're putting little salt shakers on menus, that they're going to require that so that you'll know when there are items that are high in sodium.
Okay.
I'm rethinking this a little, and I don't necessarily think this is a bad idea.
Yeah.
It'll be easier to find the ones you really like that way.
Exactly. That's what I mean. Just know that if you like the flavor, it's because it's probably got too much salt in it.
Because I personally like the heck out of some salt.
I was going to say, I'd love it if they just put a little bacon strip next to each item.
Yeah. But now they just, you know, we've gone through the things that San Francisco is trying to ban. You know, they want warning labels on giant bottles of soda because
city council passed that.
Yeah, obesity, diabetes, tooth decay, all that kind of stuff.
Just save us from ourselves. We can't live without your help.
Yeah, but that's it. At what point do you stop and go, oh, you know, you're right. I probably shouldn't eat this.
You're going to get a birth pack at some point that is, you know, the...
Welcome to the world.
With a helmet and the bubble wrap suit.
Yeah, and everything will be just fine. They'll put you in a little plastic ball and roll you around from one place to the next. So
we have a helicopter government.
Yeah, well, we do. We can now put popcorn back on the health food column list.
Hooray!
Yep, that's the word.
Not the way I make it.
It's a new study here that says this high-fiber, low-fat favorite is full of antioxidants. Because after all, popcorn comes from corn. Corn's a vegetable. Vegetables are healthy, right?
That has almost no redeeming qualities other than the fact that it tastes good.
This health message brought to you by ConAgra.
That's right. Yes, exactly. Low-fat favorite with full of antioxidants and more than most fruits and vegetables. One serving of popcorn has about double the amount of good-for-us polyphenols as two servings of most fruits and vegetables. And those little annoying hulls of the popcorn that end up stuck in your teeth?
Roughage.
Yeah, exactly. That's the bestest part. About 90% of the polyphenols are right there in those. Unfortunately, if you want to put your popcorn in the health food... But the thing is, then it gets caught in your throat.
Exactly.
You got to do that. Yeah, and that's not nice. Anyway, unfortunately, if you want to put your popcorn in that health food column... You got to not do the butter and salt thing, which, again, air pop it, of course.
What is the point of that?
I would agree. Well, you know, the other thing is you can try some different stuff.
I mean, I cook it on the stovetop.
Okay.
Just vegetable oil, tiny little bit of vegetable oil, just enough to get the kernels coated.
Yeah.
And then a dusting of kosher salt, and that's it.
Okay. And then, but you could put Parmesan cheese on it.
Oh, that's good. Yeah,
that's good.
There's a lot of good stuff you can put. Chocolate.
That
you can
ranch
melt
topping.
Chocolate on it.
Ranch dip.
Really? I've never done that.
The powdered ranch dip stuff, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's kind of fun. All right, because, yeah, if you pour it in there, you get kind of soggy. Hello?
Yeah, because I have lots of butter and salt on that good popcorn.
Yeah, no, that's the whole problem. Yeah, it takes all the fun out of it.
Sounds good.
Go ahead and fry a little bacon in the background just so that we'll dim.
What would it be like if you cooked popcorn in bacon grease?
Oh,
I might have to go find out.
I was going to say science project.
Dr. Dree Johnson is with us. Doctor, I've heard you say that 90% of women who take thyroid hormones will fail to feel normal. Now, that's kind of a scary number. Tell me what that means.
That means that there's many different causes for thyroid symptoms, and they're only being treated one way. If you don't know the real cause, you really can't treat it.
So if you have a thyroid problem or think you do, you have an educational seminar coming up for that?
Absolutely. And at that seminar, we're going to discuss the multiple causes of the hypothyroid symptoms and what missing labs are needed to identify the problem and why simply taking thyroid medication may not impact your condition at all.
Now, space is limited?
Space is limited. We're trying to limit it to 25 people.
What do you charge for guests to attend?
It's absolutely free.
So if they'd like to get some more information about a thyroid problem, they need to register for the seminar?
Absolutely. Just call 268-1162. Reserve your spot.
Johnson Performance and Wellness Center.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's time to talk Arts Council, and the CEO of the Arts Council is here today, Chris Dyer. How are you today?
Good. Excited to be here.
Yep, we got a guest as usual, but it's a little bit different today.
Yeah, we actually have a guest from Dallas, and we're on the line. We have Kevin Page, and he's about to open a show in our Texas gallery over on Dartmouth, and we're really excited to have him. He's not only a talented artist, but a talented actor, and he has ties to this community, and he does a lot with technology and the arts, so I'll let him talk about that.
Cool. Kevin, good morning. How are you?
Hey, thanks, Chris. Thanks, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, now, I want folks, and I hope they will, they'll go to Internet Movie Database or Wikipedia. They'll look at you and go, I know who he is. Yeah. Let's talk about the acting side of your career. How long you been an actor?
I believe I've been a professional actor something like 30 years.
Wow. Now, you went to SMU, is that right?
I absolutely did. I was in their graduate program for acting, mm-hmm. and I did about a year of that program. And over the summer, I was offered a small part in a movie called RoboCop that was shot here in Dallas.
Sure.
So I accepted the part, and they pushed my shooting date so that they ended up conflicting with the first week or two of school of my second year. And so I called my advisor and said, look, I have this movie. They're going to need me for a couple of days, but I may miss some classes. And she said, well, look, at some point you're going to have to pick between whether you want to be in the theater
uh-huh.
or whether you want to go do this movie thing.
Yeah.
And so I guess it's obvious I made my choice.
Yeah.
I did the movie RoboCop, in fact, dropped out of graduate school, so I like to say that I got my MFA from RoboCop
yeah.
instead of SMU.
Well, that's kind of, well, again, great movie. Enjoyed that. Now, you're also one of the guys on the couch in the Seinfeld episode where you actually talk about the show, and you had a continuing role there from time to time, right?
You know, that was essentially a single gag that went on something like 5 years.
Mm.
So it was the show about nothing, started, I think, in the fourth, maybe the fifth season,
mm-hmm.
and they finally sort of put the punchline on the joke in the season finale, or the series finale, when they finish the show. So it was a real honor to be involved in that. All those guys were very creative and very warm, friendly people to work with. I look at, Jerry as a mentor.
Now, if you're an old guy like I am, you were even in Dallas back when your hair could be long and over your ears and all that kind of stuff. That's going back a while for all of us, isn't it?
Well, actually, the Dallas that you're referring to was the relaunch of the series
yeah.
over the last 3 years
uh-huh.
on TNT. So I had appeared on the show as a much younger man
right.
back in the days of the Larry Hagman and Linda Gray days in three... possibly four different very small roles.
Yeah.
And then a few years ago, TNT decided to bring the series back, and they got Larry Hagman and Linda Gray and Patrick Duffy all to participate, and they actually brought them back after a 20-some-odd-year cancellation. And I was lucky enough to win a role on that rebirth of that series, which ultimately ended up with me killing J.R. Ewing.
Yeah, there you go. You're that guy. So
I'm that guy.
That's it. So Kevin Page, but there's another side to you, and you're going to bring that here. You've got a show that starts June the 16th, and it's called New Pointillism. Now, please explain to me what that is.
Absolutely. I have always been fascinated with the marriage between technology and art. And so I've been an artist for many years in many different forms, but several years ago I got involved with a guy who had a PhD in robotics. And together we designed a robotic system to help create oil paintings in a style that was based on what was called pointillism. So many people have heard of Georges Seurat, who was a dead French guy, that painted large paintings with thousands and thousands of tiny dots of oil paint. And what we did was we created a technology that helped us sort of update that in a modern sense and recreate the pointillist painting style, but as sort of a marriage between the technology and the artist.
So now,
that's sort of what new pointillism is about.
So now, explain to me, I guess you've done some research on this old dead French guy. Mm-hmm. Where did we get the birth of the very idea, I just want to put a dot of paint and another dot next to it, another dot next to it?
Really, it can't. This may be a little technical, but it came out of the French post-impressionist era. So when you had impressionism in the 1800s, everybody started to make art really sloppy. They were painting, essentially trying to represent light instead of, you know, very careful, exact representations. And that kind of drove the art community crazy at the time in the 1880s, basically. And so pointillism was actually sort of the reverse, where they were using great levels of precision down to very tiny, just almost microscopic dots to represent their figure. It was almost like the original founders of pointillism figured out how to see the world like digital photos are today, mm-hmm. but 100 years before the technology came along.
Yeah, exactly. I guess that's probably right. So now, and the show is called Forms of Power. Now, Kevin, basically, physically, what are the sizes of these works of art that you'll bring?
Well, one of the cool things about using robotics in my creative process is that it does a lot of the hard work of sitting there physically placing the dots of paint. Now, the process involves, all the things I would normally do in creating a painting except for the paintbrush piece. So I mix all the colors by hand. I make all the decisions about the painting. And because of the robotics, I can make paintings very large. So I will have paintings in the show from, 24 inches by 18 inches up to 8 feet by 6 feet.
Oh,
these are oil paintings with 500,000 individual strokes of paint in them.
So let's talk about the smaller one. How long does it take for you to actually put the process together and finish that work?
You know, it really depends on the size of the painting and how much paint is actually in it. The robotic system I use, which is really more like a paintbrush than an automated system, the artist actually has to sit there and control this thing the whole time. And so I can select how much paint is in every individual stroke, for instance.
Okay.
So how much paint and how long it takes is really what informs it. And if it's a small painting, it might take a couple of hours. Some of these larger paintings have taken weeks at a time.
So now, to view the pointillism piece, do most people want to be up close to be able to see that portion of it, or do they really want to stand away so that they can get a feeling of the full image?
Good research. They actually want to do both. One of the coolest things about pointillism is when you walk into the room and you see a large pointillist painting across the room, it strikes you as a large painting, and hopefully you think it's beautiful. At least I hope you think mine is. But when you get up close, within 6 feet, maybe 4 feet, that image starts to fall apart into these little tiny dots, and you realize when you get up close and personal with these things that there's really no painting there at all. It's just color. And so there's two aspects to pointillism, and that's what most people find fascinating about it, is the image actually changes depending on how close or how far away you are.
Well, again, like you said, for people who are fascinated with digital images now, you can go, hey, wait a minute, they were doing this a long time ago. It was just kind of in a different way.
They were doing it by hand, and yeah. It took 2.5 years to make a painting. You know, it may take 2.5 months for me to make a painting of that size, but that's a lot better than 2.5 years.
So Kevin Page is joining us. He's got a show called The Forms of Power, which will be at the Arts Council Gallery from June 16th to July 15th. Kevin, how many pieces are you bringing with you?
You know, that has not been determined yet, but we should have somewhere between 20 and 40, depending on some of the larger ones that we bring down.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the thing I thought of first is, well, you know, okay, here's Kevin Page. He's an actor. He's an artist. He lives in Dallas. Why are you coming to Bryan College Station in Brazos County?
Ah, well, I was actually invited.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out that my wife's family, the Scamardo family, all come from the area. And that was essentially the connection to the gallery. And someone said, hey, we'd like to have your stuff down here. So I said, let's do it.
Great. Have you been here before?
Oh, goodness. Well, we spend all of our holidays there. Like I said, my wife's entire family is there.
So great.
We're there all the time. Yeah.
Well, good. So we're glad that you're going to be able to do that. And we invite people to come out, and we'll talk to Chris and get some more details. Thank you so much for the time this morning. We'll look forward to seeing you when you're here.
You bet, guys. I appreciate it.
Okay, what else is going on?
Well, obviously, Kevin is a fascinating guy. So on Monday, June 15th, there's going to be a gallery dinner where he'll be presenting. You know, we're really attracted to the technology and art aspect. So Napa Flats is catering. We'll start at 6:30. Tickets are already selling like crazy. You've been in the gallery. It's not huge, but we have about 42 spots. Now we're down to about 15. So we'd really like for you to RSVP, and you can do that at acbv.org to learn more about his art. We have a lot of shows coming up. It's all on our website. And, you know, just because the students go home during the summer doesn't mean we stop what we're doing. We're busy all summer in the arts.
So check it out at the Arts Council website. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thanks.
Our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
When you really need to dig in and get the job done, you can rely on a 1023E John Deere subcompact tractor from Sioux Falls Prater Equipment. There's nothing subpar about this subcompact. It's the most capable subcompact on the market, with hundreds of implements and attachments to get even the hardest chores done. With the Auto Connect and Quick Hitch features, spend less time prepping, more time getting things done. This subcompact does have a compact price, starting at $92.77 in February only. For more information, visit cptractor.com.
Coal Banker Agtown Realtors, above the rest. Find Coal Banker Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. It was the biggest global opening in history. The dinosaurs of Jurassic World set a record at the box office, becoming the first movie ever to gross more than $500 million worldwide in a single weekend. In North America, the film brought in a whopping $204.6 million, about $50 million more than expected. Jurassic continues a sterling summer for Comcast's Universal Pictures. Millennium Health, the nation's largest drug testing lab, is negotiating a settlement over allegations it billed the federal government for unnecessary tests. The potential settlement could call for the San Diego company to pay about $250 million. Just how costly is your teenage driver? InsuranceQuotes.com says the average married couple ends up paying 80% more for car insurance when they add a teenage driver to their policy. 16-year-olds are responsible for the highest spike in premiums. On Wall Street, futures indicating a lower open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
This morning's financial report has been brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Cashin Dental is about more than just healthy teeth. It's about you. Dr. Cashin and our friendly team help you and your entire family achieve optimal oral health. Cashin Dental is equipped with the latest tools to protect and maintain smiles of all ages. We offer same-day crowns with the Cerex system, Zoom same-day teeth whitening, Invisalign clear braces, and in-office dental implants. At Cashin Dental, we don't just fix smiles, we create them as distinctive as you are. Visit Cashin Dental.
Did you know that every year, U.S. companies purchase 16.5 million chairs, 4.5 million tables, 11 million file cabinets, and 3 million desks? You may not be in the market for that many of any of those things, but whether it is chairs, tables, file cabinets, or desks, Wilton's Office Works has lots to choose from. Visit their showroom today to see the huge selection of office furniture they have to offer. On the East Bypass between University and Briarcrest Drive, Wilton's Office Works. Furniture, supplies, and so much more.
Today, an urgent message about a huge security risk that millions of people make while traveling. When renting a car in your destination city, you'll find that more often than not, new rental cars come with Bluetooth integration. This makes it easy to pair your phone with your rental car and get hands-free calling just like you do at home. When you pair today's smartphones with vehicle systems, it automatically uploads your phone's database of all your contacts, all your recently made and received calls, and most times, all of your friends' contact information too. All this data resides in the rental car's integrated sound and GPS guidance system. So when you turn the rental car back in, if you don't take the extra step and unpair your phone and then erase the data from the car's system, All your data remains in the car for the next person to see it. Many business travelers make this same mistake. Just last week on a short trip, while pairing my phone, I found the databases of the last two renters before me. So remember, always unpair and then erase. Get all the latest breaking tech news updated all the time at Komando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
It's the summer vacation season, but before you hit the road or head to the pool, protect your digital files with Carbonite Cloud Backup. This month only, you'll save 25% on a 2-year personal plan or 30% on a 3-year personal plan. You get secure automatic backup for digital photos, music, spreadsheets, every important file. And you get a huge discount, up to 30% off a multi-year plan. Plus, use promo code Kim at Carbonite.com for 2 free bonus months. But hurry, the special savings offer ends soon.
Tired of paying too much for cable TV? All those channels that you never use. Now, there's the Komando Indoor Amplified HD Antenna. There's no reason to keep paying for expensive cable TV. You'll get your primetime TV shows and the news and sports you love for free. The Komando Indoor Amplified HD Antenna. 1080 high definition, over-the-air television signals. Find out more and get your Komando HD Antenna at GetKim.com. That's GetKim.com.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange buys, sells, and trades jewelry, diamonds, Rolex watches, gold and silver bullion, and collectible coins. The service and selection are second to none, and they offer the most for your precious gems and metals in any quantity, large or small. Go buy for your no-obligation quote. If you're looking to invest in gold and silver bullion, you'll find the best prices and information at David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Open Monday through Saturday at 313 College Avenue off University Drive in the IHOP Center next to Harry's in the Stack.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Dr. Michael Reese, Exceptional Restorative and Cosmetic Dentistry, voted Texas Monthly's Texas Super Dentist 11 years in a row. Learn more at drreese.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. A letter from the Bryan Fire Marshal's office is going out to apartment complexes, informing residents that outdoor cooking must be done at least 10 feet away from structures. Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse suggests that as the minimum distance for homeowners as well, along with having a fire extinguisher or a hose ready to be sprayed.
In case the ember gets loose, in case grease drippings hit the grass underneath, we've actually had somebody put it on a wood deck and the grease dripped down and then it ignited and then they lost their deck and part of the back wall of their house. That has happened.
Bouse also stresses keeping yards mowed because of the numerous green belts connecting both Bryan and College Station.
If we get a fire started in somebody's yard and it connects to a green belt, it can go over to another neighborhood.
For miles, in essence.
And if you haven't kept your yard mowed and clean, you're going to help contribute if it gets to your house.
Bouse says taller grass burns faster. Three men recently arrested for what's turned out to be 39 vehicle burglaries in College Station, Austin, and Grimes County are now charged with engaging in organized criminal activity. Two cousins from Navasota, 23-year-olds Kenneth and Sean Greer, returned to jail after posting bond a couple of weeks ago, while bond was increased another $100,000 on 20-year-old Tyler Sanchez of Bryan. According to the newest arrest report from College Station Police, a recent search of a detached garage at a home near Milliken resulted in the recovery of more than 300 stolen items. The property was linked to 27 vehicle burglaries in College Station, 6 in Austin, and 6 in Grimes County. A former Burleson County District Attorney has been disbarred.
A panel of the State Bar of Texas says Charles Sebesta knowingly withheld evidence and used fake testimony to win a capital murder conviction and ultimate death sentence against Anthony Graves in the slaying of a half dozen people in 1992. Sebesta has been stripped of his license to practice law in Texas, effective immediately. In 2006, a federal appeals court reversed Graves' conviction, and in 2010, he was freed and declared innocent. James Stanley, TSN News.
Changes are coming to how the Bryan City Council administers the spending of hotel occupancy tax money. A unanimous vote included a call for increasing the number of quarterly training sessions for event organizers seeking hot money from 2 to 4 times a year. Councilman Chuck Conderla is among the city's representatives on the Convention and Visitors Bureau Committee that screens applications.
When you look at them, it's intuitive. It's common sense. Are they staying here? Are they spending money here? Are they staying and spending money near here, but it's right on the border of Bryan, so we're probably going to have some impact. Is it on a need weekend? Did they last time do their post-event analysis well? There's some that are dynamite. There's some that are not.
Events asking for under $50,000 goes to a CVB committee whose recommendations are considered by the city manager. The council takes action on events asking for more than $50,000. This year marks the 150th anniversary of Juneteenth, the oldest known celebration commemorating the end of slavery in the United States. There are several local celebrations.
Juneteenth events start Monday evening at the Lincoln Recreation Center with praises at the pavilion.
And we kicked that off in Jubilee style by hosting an event that encapsulates the gospel, gospel singing, soloists, praise dancing. It's going to be a joyous time. All you have to do is just come.
Supervisor Lance Jackson says the event starts at 6 p.m. at the center's Tarot Pavilion. Then Thursday at 9 a.m., you're invited to participate in a 2.2-mile legacy walk from the Lincoln Center to the George Bush Library, followed by the museum's free educational storytelling program. That evening, continue the celebrations with Freedom Fest at Wolfpin Creek. Dancing, games, and live music for the whole family starting at 6 p.m. Friday, the Brazos Valley African American Museum invites you to come throughout the entire day for storytelling, lunch, a young entrepreneurs forum, and a screening of the movie Selma. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It was time for someone to brag about the accomplishments of President George H.W. Bush. That's why his first chief of staff, former New Hampshire Governor John Sununu, wrote a book titled The Quiet Man. Sununu, who was at the Bush Library on the 91st birthday of the 41st president, says he's not trying to get dragged into endorsing any of the Republican candidates for president, including Jeb Bush.
Obviously, Jeb is running. I think it's going to be an interesting race, but I think there's a handful of the Republicans that certainly would make good presidents. I just think it's important for the process to sort itself out. As far as the family goes, it's one of the great families in American history.
Sununu says he's looking for a leader like President Bush.
George Bush listened a lot. He brought his staff, he brought in advisors from outside to give him an understanding on the tough decisions. But it was always clear to us that once he reached a point where he had made up his mind, that was it, as the case was with Kuwait when Saddam Hussein invaded. George Bush said, this aggression shall not stand. That aggression did not stand.
Sununu says he favors someone who gets things done over someone who is good at what he called hot rhetoric. WTAW News Time is 8:36, 78 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Dr. Michael Reese. More news today at noon with Chelsea Reber or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Do you wear dentures? Imagine never having to remove them again. No messy glues and being able to eat any food you want. It's possible with implant retained new you dentures from inventor Dr. Michael Reese. Virtually identical to real teeth, implant retained new you dentures stay in all day, every day, and can change your life. Isn't it time you had natural looking, fully functional teeth? Move up to implant retained new you dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
The Cherry Rufino Team. Find out more about our award-winning, family-pleasing real estate experience. Go to cherryrufino.com.
Hi, I'm Mitzi Marriott Pampel with Marriott Homes, and we'd like to thank you, the Brazos Valley, for voting us best home builder for the past 12 years. We have been building custom homes of all sizes for families in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years. Allow us to design a custom home that is tailored to meet the needs of your family. We'd love to walk you through your home building experience and create a home that is a vision of yours, backed by our family guarantee and a tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Experience a floral gathering at Trisha Barksdale Designs. Close your eyes and imagine your dream garden. Spunky snapdragons, bold Texas sunflowers, and dainty tea roses mingled with hints of lavender and sage. Imagine displaying this dream garden on your dining room table. Favorite blossoms and herbs joined together in Grandma's antique milk glass vase. Go like Trisha Barksdale Designs on Facebook to view her stunning arrangements. With a horticulturist's natural touch and your best friend's intuition, Trisha Barksdale creates one-of-a-kind, fresh, and silk designs to keep your home vibrant.
About 8:38, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Check some weather. Brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Some morning sunshine followed by clouds. Some showers and thunderstorms developing today, 85 to 90. There's a chance of showers and storms tonight, 70. Partial sun tomorrow. We could see some showers and thunderstorms. Highs tomorrow, they're going to make their way up to about 85 to 90. The outlook for tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms taper off 75. Partial sunshine Wednesday, the chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs Wednesday, 85 to near 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Okay, so, well, the government apparently can't keep our stuff, you know, locked up, which is their stuff, kind of. Their stuff about us.
Their responsibility.
Yeah. I mean, and so, you know, they tried to let that kind of dribble out the end of last week, going, yeah, everything's okay. There's no problems here. We don't have to worry about anything. Well, no, that wasn't true. You know, and we found, what is it, 400,000 names or something? And then phase two came out, and they told us, well, maybe every federal employee. Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe every federal employee's Social Security number. Oh, and maybe they said, but their families are okay. That's all right. You don't have to worry about it. Fine. It's okay. So we already know that there are doofuses up there who aren't taking care of their stuff, right? And the Chinese hacked into it. Well, now we're finding out that the traffic lights in the District of Columbia and other major cities have been hacked by security researchers in an attempt to point out the vulnerabilities in the infrastructure.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Cesar Carrudo, an Argentinian security researcher, realized that he could turn red lights green and green lights red during a trip to Washington last year. He tells the New York Times he could have paralyzed emergency responders or shut down all the roads to the Capitol. Instead, he contacted the company that designed city traffic sensors, but does not encrypt the data running through them. So he's bringing it together.
It's the same thing. Remember when they hacked the sign in Austin about the zombie apocalypse check for Amber Alerts?
Anyway, he's bringing together security researchers in the public and private sector to work on instituting encryption and passwords in connected cities where water, not just traffic, water, wastewater, air management, and the electric grid, all are vulnerabilities. Now, I hope College Station is in on this because, you know, they're trying to put together this really high-tech kind of system, real-time system, to change traffic lights real-time. You know, the computer will put together an algorithm, and based on these circumstances, this is how long this light will be.
I guarantee I'll know the day that goes live.
Yeah.
Because I won't be sitting for a minute and a half at Longmire waiting for ghost traffic to go in front of me. 4 in the morning, have to sit there for a minute and a half every morning. I don't get it.
There's several places that are just like that, man.
I swear there's a sensor that knows I'm coming, the light just for me.
Here he comes.
We talked about the fact that, you know, I wanted him to go on flash, and apparently nobody does that anymore.
No. Well, they don't, which is unfortunate.
It's a brilliant solution.
It is, of course
it is. For overnights.
Yeah, it is. Anyway, but you're right. Why do you feel like you want to do that? Anyway, well, we got it worked out for them. We'll let the city of College Station know we've changed that for them. The thing is, though, I mean, and again, it's not bad here. A long light here is a minute and a half.
Okay? I know exactly.
Yeah, go to some places, and you know, you can fry an egg in the time that it takes to turn it around for you. All right, David Grohl, did you hear about this?
Broke his leg on Friday.
Yeah. What's that about?
Had a cast applied while playing on stage. There's an amazing video of him being propped up by the crowd. He's standing, so people crowd surf. Yeah. He was crowd standing. They were holding him up by this new cast. Someone flung a beer in a plastic cup. He caught it by the bottom of the cup, drank the half a beer that was left in there, and threw it over his shoulder.
It almost looks Photoshopped, but it is awesome.
It is so real.
Wow.
It is so awesome.
There is no man more metal than that guy.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I mean, this is a toss of 10, 15 yards.
Wow. Next on the schedule, two shows at Citi Field in New York on July 15th and 16th. Let's see. They canceled last night's concert in the Netherlands, and tomorrow's in Switzerland. So July 15th and 16th, he'll be in New York City. Yeah, what great stories to tell. So, while we're talking about music, Van Morrison, knighted by the Queen.
The Belfast Cowboy.
Her birthday honors list, the 69-year-old Belfast music legend whose real name, George Ivan Morrison, will now be known as Sir George. He's been recognized for services to the music industry, to tourism in Northern Ireland. He says, throughout my career, I've always preferred to let my music speak. He's not a big talker. He isn't.
No.
Doesn't do a lot of chit-chat between songs. But he's not bad. While we're talking about music again, Don Henley's next solo album definitely have a twang to it. Well, he's from Linden, Texas. Why shouldn't it? Guest shots will be Mick Jagger, Merle Haggard, Miranda Lambert, Dolly Parton, Martina McBride, and others. So there you are. See how that works out for you. And a potentially deadly flesh-eating bacteria has infected 7 people and killed 2 in Florida. The bacteria lives in warm seawater, and people can contract the bacteria by having an open wound or can come in direct contact with the bacteria. People with weakened immune systems and chronic liver disease are at the highest risk. So
I was going to say, they're very rarely a time in my life where I don't have some kind of cut or something on me. That's kind of scary.
And there's that other stuff that'll go in your nose if you're water skiing.
I saw that.
That's in Texas. It's something different, but still, it's the same, you know. There are a lot of ways you can have serious stuff happen to you, so watch out. A letter written by Albert Einstein in 1945, excuse me, sold at auction for $62,000 over the weekend. The letter was written to his son and explained his famous theory of relativity. Really? Did he draw pictures? How'd that work? In relation to atomic bombs that had been dropped in Japan, effectively ending World War II, Washington Post said the letter was one of 27 that he, by Einstein, that were auctioned off, and all they sold for $420,000. On the other side of that equation, more than springtime for Hitler and Germany, in New Mexico, a dance cheer team did a routine where they displayed Nazi flags and swastikas and even did the Nazi salute to the crowd. The public has been very vocal on social media about the choreographer or the organization. the people who organized the event, but they're really blaming the girls, saying the girls probably didn't know about Nazis. Oh, God.
That in itself is frightening as hell.
Oh. Are we cartwheeling? I mean, really. Gee,
I didn't know it looked so cool. I just thought it would be so fun.
Don't know. It's out there on YouTube. I'm sure you can find it if you want to.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-7780. No membership necessary to purchase.
Why should you choose Elms Orthodontics? Dr. Troy Elms is great at what he does. Since 1991, he's been creating beautiful smiles. He can take your smile from now to wow using the latest equipment and treatment for children, teens, and adults. Elms Orthodontics also offers the Orthomobile for your student-aged child and convenient payment plans, too. Go to drelms.com and check out our now to wow images. Schedule your appointment, meet our great team, and get one step closer to that beautiful smile. 693-6300.
In real estate, technology is vital. That's why RE/MAX Bryan College Station provides its clients with state-of-the-art tools and knowledge for the most positive real estate experience possible. RE/MAX Bryan College Station is dedicated to providing the finest service and expertise with outstanding agents that get outstanding results. Whether buying or selling business or residential properties, call RE/MAX Bryan College Station at 764-6000 or go to remaxbcs.com. Nobody sells more real estate than RE/MAX. RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
This is Bravo Brazos Valley.
My name is Jennifer Jenkins, and I'm program coordinator here at Mosaic. Mosaic basically is a nonprofit organization where we have a day center and 2 group homes in Bryan and a third one in Madisonville. Our mission is to serve individuals who have intellectual disabilities And Mosaic provides a life of possibilities through services that are tailored to the individual's needs and desires. And basically, I decided we needed to try to further some education with our individuals. And originally, I thought about the internet, but with individuals with intellectual disabilities, our goal is to meet them where they are. And so I thought, what better way than to create a library, you know, of things that they are interested in, books that would help us to educate them. Some of them need assistance with reading and things of that sort, just materials, magazines, how-to books, hobby books. I mean, to educate us as well as our individuals. We have one individual who is trying to get her GED. So this would help her, you know, it would help us to assist her with her journey and to try to help her better understand some of the things that she's already studying right now to get her GED. We give them choices, you know, like where they would like to live and how they want to engage in their communities. And one of the ways that we can do that is providing, of course, that education piece. So that was basically my idea, to try to find ways to reach out to the community as well as to our individuals.
This is such an easy way to get involved. You're taking donations, right? And you mentioned it. You're taking the DIY, the hobbyist book. Maybe someone has a book on cars. Or it could be as simple as your kids have outgrown an I Can Read book. Those are the sort of things y'all are after.
Absolutely. Old flashcards, things that people don't use anymore. You know, you don't have to have brand new. Brand new would be great. But just gently used would be wonderful. We take that. And we are taking donations. They can be received at our office at 402 Oak Street here in Bryan, Texas, 77801. Or you can call Deborah Burt. She's our community relations manager, and she'll arrange to pick those items up. Our phone number, 979-823-7622.
So if you're listening and you think you have a book in mind, but you're not sure it's the right fit, you can go ahead and call them. But they will take anything, every subject, every level.
Absolutely. Everything is welcome. We want what you possibly don't want anymore. We need it. Come down and check us out. We'd love to give you a tour. Again, you can contact Deborah Birch to set that up. And we're here. We just want to get out in the community and we want to better our individuals.
Help Mosaic Brazos Valley start a library this summer by donating your new or gently used books. You can visit them at 402 Oak Street in Bryan or give them a call at 979-823-7622. I'm Katie Dempsey, and this is Bravo Brazos Valley.
Action Sports is proud to announce the addition of the Spider line to their full line of Can-Am products of Sea-Doos, ATVs, and side-by-sides. The Can-Am Spider, with its unique Y-frame design, two wheels in the front and one in the back, a cruising ride position, and a custom fit. The new Spider F3 is a thrill to ride. If you haven't been into Action Sports in a while, here's your chance to come in and test drive the new Can-Am Spider F3. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or online at actionsportstx.com. Can-Am Spider, riding has evolved.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, about 8 minutes till. We had a story a couple of weeks ago about how you needed to just get up, stand up, at your job, if you've got a sit-down job, because that would help you, it would be good for you. Well, now there's a report, you know, out of Stanford that says that researchers found that walking boosts creativity. Kind of you get inspired more if you're out walking. First person you think of is Steve Jobs, because Steve Jobs used to do that. He would have these walking meetings, and Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook is doing the same thing. They did a study, and they provided an explanation at Stanford for this. The study found that walking indoors or outdoors boosted creative inspiration. The act of walking itself and not the environment was the main factor. Across the board, creative levels were consistently and significantly higher for those walking compared to those who were sitting. What they did is they did four experiments involving 176 college students and other adults who completed tasks commonly used by researchers to gauge creative thinking. Participants were placed in different conditions, walking indoors or on a treadmill or sitting indoors or facing a blank wall, and walking outdoors, sitting outdoors while being pushed in a wheelchair, and some others. different combinations, such as two consecutive seated sessions or walking sessions, put that all together, lasted anywhere from 5 to 15 minutes, and that's how they came up with their numbers. So get out in nature. It's good for you, just on top of everything else, and see what happens.
Get bit by skeeters.
Could do that. Here's our dog story for today. Actually, two. A heroic service dog in Brewster, New York, risked his life to save his owner. Witnesses say that Figo, a golden retriever, threw himself in front of a school bus to protect his legally blind owner, Audrey Stone. Unfortunately, both Stone and Figo got hit by the vehicle, but they both survived, and doctors say they are on the mend. She suffered three broken ribs and a broken ankle. Figo got a cut on his leg. He needs a Purple Heart from the president, says the doc. Says that's pretty cool.
That is cool.
And that's part of the reason why, second story, dogs do not like people who are mean to their owners. Oh, I'm sorry. Dogs do not like people who are mean to their caretakers.
No, shut up.
For those of you listening in San Jose,
no.
Just wanted to say that.
No, don't pander.
Okay. Anyway, they will refuse food offered by people who have snubbed their masters. Chinese researchers tested 18 dogs by having them watch their owners ask for help opening a box. Some volunteers were instructed to help the owners. Others were instructed to refuse to help the dog owners. No box for you. Right, whatever. After the box Nazi, right? After watching their owners either get help or not, the volunteers were told to offer food to the dogs. Okay, the dogs were far more likely to ignore food from people who refused to help their owners.
Kind really?
Of, yeah. Discovering depends on what the food is too. If it's really, really good food, the dog's going for it. I'm just saying.
Yeah, anyway. I go along with that.
Discovery News says that it's the first study to find that dogs make social and emotional evaluations of people regardless of their own direct interest. I think you should say some dogs do.
Yes.
Because there's some who don't. There's some we got a dog. It's just a people dog. I mean, it'll go up to anybody. So even if they yelled at us, you know, she'd probably go up just to say, hey, because, you know, for a minute, anyway, that's her best friend in the world.
Dog language, they deserved it.
Yes. Get your summer bonus during the bonus tag sale at Tom Light Chevrolet. Hi, folks, Bubba Dixon here, and buying a new car has never been easier. Look for the bonus tags all over our lot for tremendous savings. It's that simple. Find your bonus tag on our best-selling new Chevrolets, new Silverados, new Malibus, new Cruisers, you name it, and we're offering the biggest savings of the year. Pay less for a new Chevy and get more for your trade. Come and get your instant cash offer for your old car here at your official Auto Trader Trade-In Marketplace dealership. Walk away with the cash or use it for a down payment on a new Chevrolet. Listen, we have the largest Chevy inventory in the Brazos Valley, but you're going to have to hurry. These bonus tags are only good through June. Once they're gone, they are gone. Tom Light Chevrolet, since 1972, making new friends and selling great cars and trucks. Come see us on North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. Chevrolet, find new roads. Shop us online all the time at tomlight.com.
If it's hard for you to hear,
can you hear me now?
Call Ronnie Baker. Ronnie is the only hearing aid specialist to offer a 90-day free trial. Ronnie works 6 days a week, accepts all insurance, is located on East 29th in Bryan, just south of the DQ, and has offices in Madisonville and Hearn. And Ronnie even makes house calls. Yes, Ronnie Baker makes house calls. Ronnie is the only hearing aid specialist to offer a 90-day free trial. Ronnie's been helping people improve their hearing for over 35 years. Trouble hearing? Call Ronnie Baker, 776-5255. 775-776-5875.
Quality of life is important to us all. If you're juggling the demands of your life and career and looking after your elderly parents, quality of life can be a real balancing act. Carrigin asks you, has your relationship with your parents changed? Are you concerned about their nutrition? Are they socially withdrawn? Do you want to go back to being a son or daughter instead of a caregiver? If this sounds like your situation, call the local leaders in active senior living. Carrigin, 731-1300.
How long is your summer chores list? Fence line, road repair, brush removal? Sioux Falls Prater Equipment has just what you need to take on the toughest jobs. John Deere 3E tractors. These workhorses come with 0% financing for 84 months and include a 5-year power guard protection plan. That's John Deere performance and protection you can trust. And the payments aren't bad either. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and equipment at prices you can afford. Visit cptractor.com. Offer ends August 4th, 2015. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. See dealer for details. Exclusions and limitations apply.
A couple of minutes till News Talk 16.